My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I will be your host this evening, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And listen to all of my first-time listeners, and for those who are tuning in around the world, thank you again for joining us. Real quick, if you would like to reach out to me just to say hey, give me a shout-out, or even if you have any prayer requests, you can definitely contact me via email at love to make you laugh, and that's L-U-V, the number 2, M-K, the letter U, L-A-F-F, at yahoo.com. You can also follow me on social media, on Facebook as well as Instagram at Keita Keet, and that's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. All right, so I'm not going to hold you any longer. We're going to jump right in to tonight's show. And again, I just want to say I am so excited to have Ms. Ajaya Mitchell back with us tonight.
I'm here.
Yes, yes. Yes, this is for our part two. Yes, so if you tuned into the first interview, that interview in one word was loaded. If I can wrap that interview up in one word, it will be loaded. This woman is loaded. Yes, so many talents and skills, and she just has a heart of gold. Her personality is just awesome. It's amazing. So if you did not get a chance to check out that interview, you can definitely go back and listen to the first interview. So this, again, is our part two, and we are actually going to pick up where we left off. So everyone, welcome Ms. Ajaya Mitchell to the show tonight.
Hello, everyone, to the world, locally, abroad, the moon, the sun.
Yes.
Everybody, hello on this good old Sunday.
Yes, 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 yes. So thank you.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Girl, we had to do, you know, we had to do a part two. I mean, because like I said, we couldn't get through everything the first time because it was literally loaded. You know, so many great things just came out of that interview. So much knowledge and information definitely came out of the interview. So we are just going to pick up where we kind of left off. We want to touch on that you have set up a platform for parents and students who are looking for opportunities and scholarships, because you talk about, we talked about this, the importance of building community. So you have actually set up a platform for parents and students, for those who are looking for opportunities and scholarships and things for education. Can you share with our listeners, what that is and how that came about?
Yes. So, wow, this is like a passion project for me. It came out of my experiences of going into college, not being the number one student, the top student, and still wanting to be able to continue my education. But yet I kind of fell into that gray area where I did not qualify for the usual high scholar scholarships. Knew I was smart.
Wow.
Knew I wanted to continue my education, but either you had to be an all A or AB student. And I'm just going to keep it real. In some areas, hey, I earned a hard C. That means that I studied, I worked for whatever reason, the grade didn't reflect my knowledge, but I knew my subject. So I kind of fell into that gray area. And I'm just going to keep it real. I'm just not going to have an A and B all the time. So,
and I know about that hard C. Yes, I do.
Yes, and don't you still remember that information to this day?
I sure do. Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
I can work
absolutely
statistics like nobody business. Trust and believe. I earned it.
Yes. Absolutely.
I remember being in that influx and not knowing how I was going to fund my education. And then also just staying in contact with younger people and listening to them about, hey, I want to go to school, but it's always this money. How am I going to do this? And I said, there's information out there. I just did a quick Google, and I came up with 5 scholarships. Just go and try. You never know.
Wow.
And so I started to brainstorm. Is there a platform or a section in this world where parents can go along with their young adults, their high schoolers, their freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, and just get just a wealth of information? And I personally could not find any of that. I know some parents I spoke to said that they reached out to guidance counselors, and let's just face it, guidance counselors work is hard. They have all those students that they have to try to filter through. And let's just be honest, the top students are the ones that's going to get the attention. If you're a middle-of-the-road student, you might get the leftovers, you know.
Yes.
So I wanted to supplement the information that the parents were getting from their schools, what they were finding out in the world, and just bringing it all into one place. And so what I did was to kind of make it a little private group on GroupMe, and I just advertised to people and said, hey, if you have a student in high school or you have a college student, let's just come together. If you find anything, dump it here. If it's an internship, if it's just a volunteering, if it's a scholarship, if it's you heard from your second cousin's neighbor that this school is giving out a scholarship, dump it here. If your church is giving out a scholarship, dump it here. And so the community just grew from there. And we would just add people, you know, as the word got around. You know, we just added more people. And now I want to say we have about 35 parents in this group. And anytime something comes up, they dump it there. And I personally take an hour, maybe every other week, just to search. I don't have a bone in this. Everybody is my bone. But
yes.
I want to say, like, I don't have any children that's of this age. So this is truly just a passion of the heart type of situation, and I just want to get this information out. So to gather all this information, I use my networking skills. Anyone that I know from work, anyone I talk to that have children this age, if just regular Google, I've signed up for scholarships alerts from like Scholey. I went to the Barnes and Nobles and got a couple of books on scholarships that come out every year. I photocopy those, drop those in there as the months come up. Anytime somebody say, hey, my church is doing something, I say, hey, do you guys have a scholarship, a book scholarship? And sometimes it comes down to, hey, I just have to go buy a $200 book. I don't have the money. What are y'all doing? It's called book rentals. Trust me.
Yes.
You can go out and rent your books, Amazon, Tregs. There's so many out there. It's just a lot of people don't talk about it. You can get a $200 book for $20 to rent for the semester. You know, these are some quick pro tips that I've learned along the way.
Yes.
And then just encouraging your students. I know us as parents, we want to hover and we want to make sure our children are on the right track, but we have to allow these children to understand this is your investment too.
Absolutely.
You can't want it more than you. So
yes.
If I tell you, hey, this scholarship fair is coming up, get ready. If
yes.
You're already in college, you're know the financial aid person, know them on a first name basis and let them know your name on a first name basis. Stay in there. You just never know what's going to come up.
That's good. That is awesome.
That's what I did.
Yeah. That is no,
that's what it is.
Awesome. Yes. And I think it's awesome because, you know, we need to know that the Bible clearly says, you know, my people perish due to a lack of knowledge. And my pastors say, and that word knowledge means information. And so we need to be able to not just to know it, but how to access
mm-hmm.
those things as well. And so being able to go to a platform to see the scholarships, how to access the funds and the scholarships and things like that, and what it entails. Sometimes it may just entail an essay. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just get and meeting the deadline. You know, it's just as simple as that. And then you have people that may be able to help you in writing those essays and what,
yes.
you know, and what that entails. So it is highly important to get the information and to be able to access that. So that is awesome. Can you share the GroupMe for any parents or children or kids, college students
yes.
who are looking for scholarships and funding? Can you share that information?
Yes, you can contact me via email. It's ajaya_Mitchell@yahoo.com, and that's ajaya_MITCHELL. And what I would need is your name, your phone number, and what I would do is send you a group meet request. Now, I do want to stress this is my niche is HBCUs. So I try to focus on HBCUs. However, if there's anything outside of HBCUs, I still place it there because let's just be frank. Sometimes, I mean, I am born and bred, Fayetteville State University, class of 2001.
Woo-hoo!
I always, always look out for my HBCUs. However,
yes.
I do know some students may want to go to a PWI, and that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
And if we find, have that type of information there, definitely we will drop it in there. Also,
awesome.
One thing I wanted to bring up, we also have people that are professionals that are in the group. So they will also drop little tidbits to us, what they know, what certifications you should look for while you're in college. Sometimes that stuff
wow.
is discounted for students and alumni. So, or
awesome.
Getting a scholarship through your job. So it's not just scholarships, internships. It's a hodgepodge of everything you need to know in the group.
That's good. That is awesome. I think I probably need to sign up for this.
Come on, you're welcome.
That
I will
is
add you to
awesome.
The group.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But that is amazing. That is awesome. So, yes, for my listeners who are interested, please definitely take advantage of this opportunity for you to be able to get information not just on scholarships, and she just said it, not just on scholarships, but also other information as well, you know, as far as certifications and things like that. So amazing.
Yes, and if I could add to for those parents that may have eighth graders, middle school, it's never too early to start prepping your children for college.
That's good. Yes.
Get them in
That's
the PSAT program, the summer of eighth grade going into ninth grade. hey, it may not be all fun and games. We may need to focus on a subject that you're struggling with. So when we hit ninth grade, we are above where we were in eighth grade, and we're on track, because this preparing for college starts way before junior, senior year.
That's so good. Yes. I'm so glad you said
that.
Yes, absolutely. It's like once you get to your junior, senior year, you know, I always just say this, like, you should be breezing through. You know, kind of breezing through those grades, specifically your senior year, because everything is set up. You know, you've already made your grades and things like that. And so I'm so glad that you said that you know, eighth grade or even before to start preparing. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There are scholarships out there for middle schoolers that they can put into their college funds. So, yes, definitely.
Wow. That's good. Great information. Awesome. All right, well, we're just going to keep things going. Now, look, this is a woman, Ms. Ajaya Mitchell. And if you remember the first interview, she said Ajaya was fine, you know, just the first name. You know, she's taken from the greats of, like, Madonna and Beyonce with just the first name only, like Bonham. So Ajaya, okay?
You only Ms. Ajaya hear maybe a few that might turn around and say, who?
Right. But I want y'all to know and remember this name, okay? Miss Ajaya Mitchell, a.k.a. Ajaya, okay? But she is a woman that is on the move with so many skills, so many talents, so many gifts and things under her belt. But there's also some things that's going on in her life right now. And if she can share with our listeners what she has currently going on in her personal life.
Okay, well, sure. So, what a segue. So, regarding talking about other people's children to my own children.
Yes, yes.
I have a heart for children. As I mentioned before, I love young people. I love young adults. They're bright minds. And unfortunately, I have not been able to experience motherhood. So I was actually sharing with Turkita that I am going through the process of fertility and learning about my own fertility and how to formulate motherhood. Because one thing I will say, us as Black women in general, I mean, the world maybe look at us like, who has a problem with fertility? You know, people have children. But one of the things that are now just starting to be talked about more so is women that are just in general, not just Black women, but women in generally talking about holding off having children after their career or later in their career and then bumping up against some fertility issues. So that's where I am now. And I'm just a beacon of wanting to share what I've gone through. Hopefully this helps someone. But I would like to start by saying I wish I can turn back the hands of time to my late 20s, early 30s. Although I was thinking about it then, I wasn't moving on it. Just to be perfectly honest, I wasn't moving on it. But I should have spoken to my gynecologist about, hey, at some point I want to have children. What should I do about getting my fertility tested or maybe saving my eggs or,
that's good.
You know, what are the options? And especially for Black women have a very high mortality rate when having children. How do I protect myself? How do I continue to be healthy? So I wish I was talking to that 28, 29-year-old Ajaya Mitchell and encouraging me to do so. So this moment, if you're around that age, or maybe even a little bit younger, and you're thinking about at some point wanting to have children, do have those conversations with your doctor. First, make sure you go to your doctor. Make sure you have a doctor that you see regularly. And
absolutely,
please, please, please see a gynecologist. and someone that you're comfortable with and have those discussions. Because the earlier you start, the better your chances are.
That's good.
So
that is
that's
good.
One thing. That's the one tip that I would love to share. Now at the age of 43, I still do not have children. Unfortunately, I have suffered 3 miscarriages, and they were hard. Yeah, each one of them was hard. You know, the shock of first knowing that, hey, I'm pregnant. And then, you know, you go through those emotions like, can I take care of a baby? Am I going to be a good mother? I'm great at this, you know. Or then you get a little scared, how am I going to provide? But then you settle on in your heart, I can do this. And then, unfortunately, something may happen, something traumatic can happen. Or in my case, it just happened. And going through talking to my doctor about, is there anything I could have done? Or is it something that I did do to cause this, the guilt of that? Talking to your doctor about that, talking to your therapist about that. I personally have a wonderful local therapist. And share those thoughts with him and, you know, getting his guidance or question on how do I maneuver those feelings. And that is something that is really shocking to the heart and the spirit. And so sometimes, I get those that have experienced this and say, nope, I don't want to have children. I don't want to go through that heartache. And I commend those also that say, hey, I'm going to try it again and again until I get my child. I have decided to be that person. I want to continue this journey. And so, yes, I've suffered 3 miscarriages. Each one of them was different. Each one of them also kind of grew my spirituality because I know I was going through this for a reason. Maybe it's just to be an example to other people and to share what I'm going through and to share my tenacity. Hey, I want to be a mother. And it has kind of turned on its head because although I do not have my own children at this point, I have been able to mother other people's children, fill in the gap for those that, hey, I need just a mama hug. And so God has really shown himself in this situation, although I am not pregnant as of yet. So just to fast forward a little bit, I have gone through the testing, the genetic testing, and I am okay. It was great to find out what you carry in your genes and things that may express themselves or maybe express themselves, maybe not in your child, but in your grandchildren. And that's one thing. It's a very simple test. It's a simple blood test. You know, your insurance may cover it, but it's good to know those things. So whenever you decide to partner up with someone, make sure they don't have those same expressions, you know. You know,
that's good.
That makes to ensure that your baby will grow in the proper way. Now, I will say that does not test against like extra chromosomes or Down syndrome. Those are things that happen after you have fertilized your eggs. Okay. That is something that happens, but definitely know where you stand as an individual before going forward. And my fertility doctor has been patient, has been informative. I mean, just an amazing team that I've been working with. And also, it's important to have a great partner, you know, that understands where you're going through, the different avenues that you can go. And just being very transparent about the situation, also willing to get tested, because let's just face it, some men don't like to go to doctors, and especially an extra
doctor.
That's
right. Tell the truth.
You know. You mean I got to go and do what?
Yes.
So I have actually been very fortunate to have a partner that I've known for years. And let me be clear to everyone, this is not someone that I've dated. This is just someone I've known for so long that's been a great friend.
Wow.
And I know who he is as a person, know who his family is as a as individuals, know the stock of who he is, where he's come from. So he's actually
awesome.
The perfect candidate to go on this journey with me.
Wow.
And I tell him all the time, I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for his prayer life. I'm grateful for just willing to do this. You know,
that's good.
This is asking a lot of a person to give up some chromosomes to the co-parent. You know.
Wow.
And so, he has gone through the testing. He's perfectly fine. So now we're just waiting for the perfect time to go through IVF or to do in-home insemination. We have checked out all the options here. And so hopefully by the end of the year, we can report back, say, hey, we have a baby on the way.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
You guys, the whole world, keep me in prayer, as I will always keep you all in prayer. And if it is so, if he says so, then it will be done. So that's where I am with my fertility journey.
Oh, wow. Wow, I was just, this whole time, I don't know if y'all can hear me, it was like a wow at every sentence. You know, even you just sharing about, you know, the miscarriages and now how you say, you know what, instead of just saying, you know what, I don't want children, you turn the corner. You're like, you know what, no, I'm not going to stop. I just want to just thank you so much for your transparency, Ajaya. Thank you so much. And for those who are listening, if you've ever, for the women who are listening in, if you've ever been in that situation and you heard Ajaya's testimony, her candid testimony, again, I just want to tell her, thank her, you know, just thank you so much for sharing that, to be encouraged. Amen. You know, to be encouraged.
Yeah, amen.
Wow.
Be encouraged and know that it won't always look like how you think it will. You know, that's one thing that I have taken away from this and I keep in the forefront of my mind is that he has shown the opportunity for me to still be a mother. I may not be a mother in the normal everyday sense of holding a baby, but I get a chance to hone my skills and mother other people, children, mother, adults. We all, I'm sure you somewhere out there have a work mom or a work dad or somebody that has a quote unquote adopted you. Those people are just godsends and angels because they don't have to do what they do. They don't have to love
absolutely.
On you.
Absolutely.
And they do. They pour into you. And I've been fortunate. I have an adopted mom and adopted dad that I always I go and quote unquote take up at their house when I'm not close to my biological parents that's in North Carolina, who I love dearly as well. But it's so nice to go to someone and feel at home and at peace, and they pour
absolutely.
Into you. So I just try to do that. As well, pay it forward, that love and that compassion, pay that forward. But I also still want to have my children. So, and I'm also okay if this does not work out. If we come to the end of the road and they say, hey, this in-home insemination is not working, this IVF is not working for whatever reason, I have already settled in my spirit and align myself with him that if this is what it is, I'm okay with it. Maybe I can adopt. You know, there's plenty of children out there that need home. And
absolutely.
I have actually prepared myself to be able to do that at a later point. If I'm not able to have my own children, I'm going to have some children in my life. I want
that
to leave this
awesome.
World better than I found it. And I think the best way to do that is to pour into children. love on children, pour into them, so that can go for it. After you're way gone, somebody's going to remember
yes.
the encouraging words that you said to them.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoo. That was, oh my goodness, that is amazing. If you, girl, if you can see my face right now. I know we're going to be cutting onions today, but clearly, you know, we sliced a few. Oh, my goodness, Ajaya, that was an amazing testimony. And again, this, thank you for your transparency and just your willingness to share. You know, I know our interview is about to come to an end, but just before we go, is there anything else? I know the time goes by so it goes by so fast. And, you know, to all my listeners, you know, I hope that you all tuned in and heard her and received the things that she shared this evening. She shared so many great things this evening. So is there anything else that you would like to just share with our listeners? Is there or how can they contact you and or maybe follow your journey or get the information as far as, you know, scholarships and certifications and things like that? Is there a way that our listeners can stay in contact with you and connect with you?
Sure. Please feel free to use my personal email. Again, it's Ajaya_Mitchell@yahoo.com. It's AJAYA_Mitchell, MIPCHELL at yahoo.com. I do have social media, but I'm not going to give it out just yet because I have actually spoken with my partner about the transparency of our journey and that we would like to share that, but we haven't worked out the details of it yet. So those
okay.
that would like to follow our story, it will come. Just shoot me an email. Just put in the title or the subject area, like, I just want to follow your journey. And whenever we do get it up and running, I will definitely add you guys to it.
That's awesome.
What else did I was going to say? Oh, the same thing with the scholarship. If you would like to get involved with the scholarship group, again, shoot me an email, say scholarship, and your name, your phone number, and try to have GroupMeet app already uploaded so I can just shoot you an invite, and that'll pull you into our group. And as I said, it's just a community. Nobody's a professor or an expert at this. We're just a group, a community that want to build and support these young people in their education. So if you
That's
have
good.
Any type of knowledge of opportunities, just drop it in there. Everybody is grateful for it.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
I just thank you guys for having me. I've enjoyed part one and part two. Takeda, you know I always enjoy our time together.
Absolutely. I was going to say, no, we thank you. We thank you for joining us tonight and just sharing so much. Like, again, this interview was loaded. Again, you know, I just so appreciate you and I love you. And for those, you know, for those who did tune in for the first interview, you know, this is my girl since Enon Elementary. That's why I said elementary
Ooh.
School. Yes.
Yeah,
so
we go way back.
That's right. If her name was Mariah, it'd be like, me, Mariah, go back to Baby Pacified. You know, that's how far we
literally.
Literally, yes. So I just appreciate you so much. So, no, thank you. Thank you, honey.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And I promise your listeners, I will keep you updated on the journey. I'll send a message to Takeda and say, hey, we're here in a certain point of the journey. So you guys will,
yes.
This is not the last you'll hear of me.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we might have to come back for a part three, and for
hey,
you know
I'm
for
down.
Absolutely. So
I
yes, we
down.
Are excited. Awesome. Awesome. But yes, again, so again, thank you so much, Ajaya, for, you know, just sharing, sharing with us, you know, your personal journey, your talents and your skills, and just really showing, showing your heart, letting the listeners hear your heart. And like I said at the beginning, this, she has a heart of gold. Just love her. So to all my listeners, again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You all enjoy your evening. Have a blessed one. Good night.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.